I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live in Greenville, Michigan. We are at Hanson Feed and Seed along with Greenville Steel. Both of them are located up here at 6672 South Greenville Road. Hanson Feed and Seed has a lot going on here, man. They are a good one dealer. They got all kinds of rubs, seasonings, sauces in there. They got all kinds of large and small animal feed. They got it all going on.
Yeah, so anyway, where we're at is it's really M91 north. It goes up to 57, or it goes up to 46 from here. Just past the old Myers on the west side of 91. And you'll look for the big grilling rig, our Lanyots out there. We tried driving that thing through McDonald's this morning, and Randy couldn't even pull around the corner. We've got the welders out here right now. They're putting some bow thrusters on this thing. So if you've ever driven an excursion and tried to go through a drive-thru, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, we got somebody online that's pretty cool right now, and I think we need to buzz her in. We're going to talk right now with Kathleen Scheffler, teacher at Community College. Are you there, Kathleen?
I am.
Good morning, Missy.
Good morning to you.
So we have open ears for some of your ideas on grilling this morning.
Well, one of my favorite things to do is salmon on the grill. And we talked about doing things that are really healthy, and of course salmon is ultra healthy. And
that's right.
It's for a lot of reasons. You know, it's really high in omega-3 fatty acids, and those help reduce inflammation in our body and helps prevent blood clots and stroke and helps our joints and our nervous system, and even can help prevent depression and anxiety. So the thing I love to do with salmon is to plank it. So putting salmon on a plank really gives it just this amazing flavor, just, you know, not too strong, but just really subtle. And it actually keeps the salmon a lot moister. So, and one of the best things is you don't have to turn the fish. So you have this beautiful presentation, and you can serve it right on the board. So one of the things I love to do with it is to make this kind of unique pesto made from cilantro and a little bit of butter and garlic, and I put in some Greek yogurt.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, the Greek yogurt is thicker than regular yogurt, so it doesn't get all, like, runny.
Yep, we buy that regularly. We use that also with our grape leaves and kibbe, stuff like that. I know what you're talking about. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3, and we are talking with Kathleen Scheffler from Grand Rapids Community College. And I agree absolutely on the healthy grill side, the omegas. I mean, salmon, if it does fight depression, you should eat salmon at the end of every month when the bills are due.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. So, you know, when you put it on a plank and you put this really amazing pesto on the top of it. The pesto is really, really thick and chunky, so I call it crunchy pesto salmon. And most pestos are made from basil. That's probably what listeners are most familiar with. But adding cilantro to it instead gives it a really unique twist. And when cilantro is cooked, it kind of takes on a completely different flavor. So even people that have said to me, oh, I hate cilantro, I can't eat that, once they have it on this salmon, they have a complete change of heart.
That sounds really cool. And you throw a little bit of that Middle Eastern yogurt in with it.
Yeah. Originally, believe it or not, I'm embarrassed to say, this thing would make this pesto with like a whole stick of butter or more, which is like obviously really fattening. So I tweaked it and just ultimately ended up with just a couple of tablespoons, which, you know, spread out over an entire filet is not that much, and then putting the non-fat yogurt in sort of kind of beefs it up, and then lots of lime juice.
Oh, yeah.
The zest of the limes, and a little splash of Dijon, and then lots of either blanched almonds or
that
dry
roasted so good.
Peanuts or cashews.
Stop it.
Yeah, and you get this really brilliant green pesto that you just kind of pile all over the entire filet. And then you put it on the plank, and you just pop it on the grill. And the topping, you know, just gets this beautiful golden brown. And then when you slice it, it's got this great crunchy topping right on it, so you don't need to serve anything else with it unless you want to squeeze a little lime on the side.
Kathleen, this is Randy. Your son-in-law, Greg, and your daughter, Courtney, are good friends of mine, and I know that you're holding back what you're truly good at, and that is pairing wine with food. And I'm curious, with this salmon, what kind of wine would you table with a salmon dish?
Well, people traditionally think of serving white wine with salmon, and certainly a Chardonnay would be acceptable because it's got enough of the buttery notes in it, like, that complement the salmon really well. But I also like to serve it with, especially when it's grilled, because you've got the flavor from the wood plank, so the salmon can hold up to a little bit more tannic red wine. So I like to serve it with, you know, a really nice fruity Pinot Noir.
Well, that sounds excellent. Listen, what I want you to do is to friend us on Facebook, and we'd like to pull you into some of these healthy grill segments, if you would. And the next time we talk to you, I want to talk about that education program you're involved with at Community College, because I think there's a lot of value there for our listeners.
Oh, yeah, the classes there are just amazing, and there's so much to choose from.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much, Kathleen, for joining us on The Grilling Guys, and we want to talk again real soon. I look forward to meeting you.
Okay, great. You have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Kathleen Scheffler from Grand Rapids Community College, and from, I don't know, she's from all over. She's got all sorts of businesses she's involved in, but, you know, we like to bring in the female grillers because she's one of the best in the area. She really, I mean, that pesto sauce she was talking about was driving me crazy.
Hey,
you know, Bob, speaking of female grillers, our friends at Spartan Stores have some culinary classes that they put on, and they're taught by two of their corporate chefs. One gentleman's name is Len Tao, and the other one is Amy Sherman. And Amy specializes in vegetables.
I
tell you what, these classes, if you go on their website at Spartan.com, you can see the culinary classes. But it's kind of cool because they've got four grilling classes throughout the summer that they're putting on that these chefs will teach you how to grill. You know, we're all about learning.
Hey, and we've got Steve Grossnickel on the line right now, and we want to talk to him because 45 North is rocking. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for breaking some time away from your busy day. I'm sure you're down in Indiana this morning. Is that correct?
That is very correct, and thanks for calling me. I appreciate it. I've gotten on your internet site, and I just think you guys really know your business, that you guys truly are the Grilling Guys.
Well, and we're happy that you joined us this morning. As we talked about before, we're going to definitely get up there, and we're going to be clinking glasses with you because you just have a phenomenal operation going on, and I love your area, the whole culture of the way you started your business and what you got going on there. But we'd like to know this morning, really, what you could tell us about maybe three summer wines that 45 North has that are going to go with chicken, burgers, or steak. Chicken, fish, or steak, whatever your pick is.
Well, yes, I would love to do that. Before we begin, when you come north, please let me know, because we're going to take you through the production building and then give you a tour from the top of the vineyard, which is 300 feet above the local area, and it's just an absolutely gorgeous view.
Yeah, and if we go up there for that view, then we're taking a bottle of wine with us.
A blanket and a bottle of wine. You're darn right.
It'll be nap time.
Well, of course. It's also
Steve,
easy to do that up there, too.
Steve, this is Randy. I'd be careful going anywhere with Bob with a blanket and a bottle of wine. I'm just going to tell you, I've done it. Sometimes it isn't pretty.
Oops.
That's really weird, Randy. Don't take us there. He's bringing up deer camp stories again, and it gets a little crazy. Anyway, you've got a real family operation there with you've got everybody involved and a great culture you're building up there on the peninsula, and
sweet of you to say that, because I really truly think that the team at 45 North is just, my blood pressure has actually gone down now. It's just so much more efficient, and it's just very, very nice. We have even a new vineyard now that's about 5 miles south of the 45 North Vineyard, which we're including, and they grow some great grapes there. And it happens to be on the 44.9 meridian. So we're
that's very cool that you are like your GPS will hone you. I mean, you are like ground zero on 45 degrees north. That's
exactly.
Very
we
cool.
had three GPSs, and within 3 inches of each other, we actually dug the hole there. So, and
oh, that's
just about 50 feet south of our tasting room door, and we are truly right on the 45th parallel, and this new one will be the 44.9 north parallel.
Well, you need to bury a time capsule there. So
let's talk about the wines this year. David Hill, our winemaker, has just done a beautiful job. There's so many good summer wines, and let us do talk about that. And I think that it depends on your taste for wines, dry or sweet or whatever. And it's really unusual, the number of people that come in who have just very different tastes. But that's fine. You drink what you like to drink. There's nothing to this of being a wine snob. And
that's right.
Some of our... I would say women out there on the boat, they don't want any food wine. They just want our peach Cremant, which is a sparkling white wine with peach in it. And it's just a fun drink, and it's really refreshing. But as far as like you were saying, and you guys being the grill geniuses, we had a little kind of a taste-off last year. We caught 50 pounds of salmon on the big lake. And I had read an article that maybe Pinot Noir was the best with that. And we tried our Reserve Pinot Noir, our Pinot Noir Rosé, and we even make a sparkling form of our Rosé. And I'll tell you what, that salmon with Pinot Noir was just a delightful thing. A good friend
of
ours
did
the grilling.
If you just tuned in, you're listening. I'm sorry, Steve. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're talking to Steve Grossnickel from 45 North, and that is a phenomenal winery up on the peninsula. It's 45 degrees north of the equator, and what a cool piece of property. You really hit the honey hole when you bought that piece.
We did get lucky with that. We got that from Dean Robb, and he was so kind in his sale of that to us. You're absolutely right, and I'd have to agree with you, but I don't want to be too promotional with it. But it is pretty up there. It is wonderful.
Steve, this is Randy. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Tell us where you're located if anybody was trying to find the vineyard.
It's 45 degrees north, for crying out loud.
Well, that could be potato country over by Elba, or that could be up on the Leelanau Peninsula. So give us a little direction on where you're at.
Well, come to Traverse City, take 22 north along the east arm of the West Bay, and that takes you into Leelanau County up to Sutton's Bay. You turn left on 204, headed towards Leland, and we're just 2 miles to the west of Sutton's Bay there. And we're right there. It's well-signed and stuff like that. Pretty area.
Yeah, it is. And it's a gorgeous area. But there's a little wine tour up there, and I'm assuming you guys are on that?
Yeah, yes. Yes, we have the tasting room is open today, and there's something like 12 buses coming in. They've all signed in. So there are many, many different tours now, and I think that's become a very nice operation up there. People can hop on that, not have the difficulty with driving and stuff, and yet still see all the wineries.
So how far are you from Lake Leelanau?
The town of Lake Leelanau in the Narrows, just about a mile and a half.
Oh, so you might have some wines that go with walleye then.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, the whites this year. Our Pinot Gris got best of class at the Long Beach Grand Cru. We beat 247 Napa.
Wow.
Pinot Gris, and it's a dry wine. And boy, with walleye, I'll bet you guys grilling that out, I would love to have a bottle of that. But also our unwooded Chardonnay is so minerally and so clean and crisp. I just love the taste of that.
That sounds really good. I love the fact that we've got unwooded. We're going to have to wind it up. Steve, it was so gracious of you to talk to us this morning, and we're going to put that on our calendar and get the Grilling Guys land yacht up there and roll on up, because I'm bringing my fishing rod, buddy, and my grill, and we're going to hook up for some walleye and some of those great wines. Thank you
so
much.
And we're going to do that right out there at the vineyard and stuff. I think you'll have a great time, and I'm really looking forward to that. Please call me.
God, great. Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That was Steve Grossnickel. This is the Grilling Guys. We got to wrap it up here for a minute. We'll be back in just a second. And stick around because we got some smoke.